Hello and welcome to
Digital Shomai, ang podcast na Shomai ka ba? Kasi nung nakilala kita, Shomai ako. We're your hosts.
I'm Abel from 10 and 11 Design.
And I'm Kevin from Scale Up Solutions. Abel, Shomai ka ba?
Hindi, galit na ako. Nakakaasar yun na. Pero...
yan ang ano. Yan ang result ng desperado na sa intro.
Alata naman.
Wala na naisip na intro.
Wala na tayong... At some point, baka prices na ng mga show may sa grocery, sa restaurant yung bibigay natin para lang maging trivia.
Puro pa na ng PSA ko ano yung may mga promo.
Yun yung ad space.
Buy one, take one. Only.
Yeah. Nauubusan na tayo. Pero okay lang naman. Good quality, I would say. I'm not complaining.
Though, yun nga, di ba? Parang every before we start the podcast, this is our main problem. Ito talaga yung problema natin. It's not about the topic. Yung past pinaproblema pa natin yung mag-isip ng show my trivia.
Mm-hmm. Well, syempre, usually pag magpe-prepare tayo, ano eh, parang unahin mo yung topic eh, kasi mas madami. And then may lang, oh nga pala yung show my trivia.
I don't know, man. Hindi ko alam how long can we keep this up. Talagang aabot tayo sa point na wala na.
But yeah, we'll see. We'll see. I think we'll find a solution anyway. But yeah, kumusta ka, Kev? Kumusta yung past 2 weeks mo?
Okay, sa akin, 2 interesting things sa akin. So, bumili ako ng wrist stress. Kasi ba, bumili ako mechanical keyboard. So, ngayon may wrist stress na ako. Kasi, stressful eh. Mataas. Meron akong wrist stress, may pinahiram sa akin. It's parang, para siyang beanbag. Mahabang beanbag. Pero, since namumove yung bean sa loob, so stressful siya sa akin. Parang kailangan ko pa i-adjust. At least ito, bumili na ako ng foam na wrist stress. Siyempre, Shopee lang, mura lang. I think 100 pesos lang yata to. So, sulit naman. Second is, I don't know if you know this YouTube channel. Actually, nasa TikTok siya eh. Casual Wax Boy, yung pangalan niya sa YouTube.
Hindi. Tapos, I think,
diba? hindi ako, shameless plug. Anyway, yung ano, sa TikTok, I think handle niya is TheBomb602. So essentially, ano siya, American kid na he owns this PC cleaning shop. So binivideo niya yung mga PC na nililinis niya, laptop na nire-repair, phone, tablet repair, cleaning. Ano siya, for some reason, mga 5 minutes lang yung mga video niya, pero yun yung parang ASMR ko ngayon for some reason. While I'm working, sometimes ito na yung pang cool down ko. Yung nag-check ka na lang ng email. Siya yung nasa side, siya yung nasa peripheral. Tapos siya yung pinapakinggan ko. Kasi talagang sabihin lang niya na ito yung ginagawa niya. Tapos may maririnig ka mga air compressor. Na binoblow niya yung mga dirt. For some reason, it's calming. It's because of that. For the longest time, I have a noisy fan sa laptop ko. So dahil sa kanya, na-inspire ako magbukas ng laptop. Tanggalin yung noisy na fan. Tinanggal ko lang naman. Pero syempre, shout out kay Andrew kasi tinulungan pa rin niya ako. Na-inspire lang. I didn't say I know how to do it. So syempre, may guidance eh. Pero na-inspire ako. Kaya ako naman buksan to. Engineering degree ako. So di ako kabukas ng laptop.
Yeah. Well, kaya mabuksan. Yung problem naman dyan is kung mababalik.
naging issue ko nga is, okay. Siyempre, na-inspire ako. Minalagyan ako sa mga screw, di ba? Nung ibabalik ko na. So, which goes where?
Yung mga trial and error.
Maluwag. Okay, hindi pumapasok. Ganun. So, yun. That's yung highlight ko ng ano. 2 weeks kasi syempre ECQ at this recording it's ECQ season 3. Nasa bahay lang ako. So.
Oo.
Yeah. Ikaw, Abel. How's your past 2 weeks?
Well, speaking of Shopee, bumili ako ng ring light na nakakatawa kasi 8-8 sale. So, recently lang siya, di ba? And then, parang yung original price niya is 3,000 pesos. Pero yung sale niya, 170 pesos na lang.
What?
Oo. Pero pagdating niya, maliit lang. Like, hindi naman siya absurdly maliit na ano. Like, usable and useful pa rin naman siya. Pero hindi siya yung nare-reflect dun sa product photo niya sa Shopee. Kasi yung product photo, pwede mo ilagay yung phone mo sa gitna ng ring light. Kasi for video calls eh, di ba? Para, kaya ako bumili para mas malinaw yung lighting. Pero yung dumating, hindi naman kasha. So, tabletop lang siya talaga. Nakakatawa lang. Pero, I mean, to be honest, I'm not complaining kasi it's 170, parang milk tea lang or kape halos. And functional naman na item. Pero yun yung mga, hindi ako usually may purchase, di ba? Pero yun lang yung recent purchase ko.
So, ang question ko, ano mas malaki? Yung phone mo o yung ring light?
Mas malaki pa rin naman yung, pero kasi di ba yung ring light? So, dalawang circle siya, di ba? Yung ring light and then yung circle sa loob, yung parang butas ng donut. So, hindi ka siya yung width ng phone ko pag naka-landscape, which is an iPhone 10. Hindi siya, mas mahaba yung phone. So, maliit yung ring light. Pero, yun lang. Nakakatawa lang. Kasi, medyo scam. Pero, yun nga, 170 pesos, hindi naman ako nagre-reklamo.
Laking discount na nga eh, parang more than 90%.
Kaya nga eh, di ba, parang presyong milk tea, meron ka ng ilaw. Pero, yun, besides that, since ECQ, I'm back at home, working from home ulit. Siguro, towards the end of the year, work from home na rin ako. So, pareho na tayo ng bangka. Kev, for the meantime. Pero actually okay lang naman. I had to reorganize my room. Like nag-general cleaning ako ulit. Nalaman ko na rin naman yung technique kasi matagal na ako nag-work from home. Pero yung kung mag-work ka sa room mo, siguro a tip lang is sa likod mo dapat yung bed. Huwag sa tabi mo. Huwag sa nakikita mo. Kasi kapag ka tinamad ka, tapos makikita mo, higa lang ako saglit. Pero kung kaya mo i-organize na nakatalikod ka, I would say yun yung best. If you're kind of lazy like me.
Parang ganyan setup ko ngayon. Nasa tabi.
Nasa tabi. Hindi ka ba napapahiga bigla?
Though siguro mga 5 o'clock. 5 o'clock naman or 4.
So hindi siya yung nakikita mo. Dati kasi nag-work ako, nasa tabi ko. So pag kunwari, kumuha ako ng tubig, so pabalik na ako ulit sa desk ko. Parang, teka, sige, higa lang ako. Saglit. So ngayon, na-avoid ko yung trap na yun kasi I don't have to go there.
Though, yan yung trap sa akin kasi before I exit the door, before I exit the room, dadaanan ko yung kamay. So, ganun nakaset-up yung room ko ngayon. So, nararamdaman ko siya minsan na lalo na pag kuha ako tubig, akit ako, higa muna. bago bumalik sa desk. So, nangyayari. Unfortunately. But, yeah, sige. Since ECQ Season 3, di ko alam kung kailan tayo. So, baka kailangan ko rin ng spring cleaning.
So, yun. And siguro biggest is I got my second dose of the vaccine yesterday. So, konti na lang. I mean, technically, two weeks pa, di ba, bago ako maging considered fully vaccinated. Pero, share ko lang para hope everyone should prioritize taking the getting vaccinated. And, shout out din, bro, thanks to Andrew for helping me with, registration before. Kasi siya yung nag-notify sa akin, meron na ulit slot sa Quezon City. Minsan kasi hindi ko chine-check yung news dahil ayoko na bombard. But yeah. So yun naman yung past 2 weeks ko. Hindi naman masyadong eventful, I would say. Pero I guess feels new. Feels different lang. Diba kasi bumalik na ako sa bahay. Yan lang.
nagkaroon ba ng time na ano na it's na since diba, dati you were accustomed to going to the office day in day out, nagkaroon ba ng time na since now you're relearning how to work from home na parang nagpo-procrastinate ka na a bit na parang sige laro muna ako or nood muna ako ng mga shows na nasa ano ko, nasa backlog ko, may mga ganung kabang moments?
I would say laro meron pa rin or pinagbibigyan ko yung sarili ko like one game bago mag work ulit pag parang ganyan. Pero nood recently kasi to give you an idea yung style ko with watching is I'm a binge watcher. So kunwari I'll finish a series na tuloy-tuloy and then mawawalan ako ng gana. Minsan it ends up being half a year, parang ganun. Sobrang tagal talaga. Pero pagka ginanahan ako, tuloy-tuloy naman. Pero ikaw ba, Kev? Baka meron kong mga pinapanood ngayon.
Ako kasi ever since work from home, parang I've built the habit na pag morning it's really just work. Syempre may mga times na higa, 'di ba? Mm-hmm. May mga kasi ngayon yung mga pinapanood ko, it's more of bits and pieces. Mm-hmm. So hindi talaga siya binge. Kaya ako mag-squeeze in ng mga 5 minutes, 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
'Di ba? Then back to work.
YouTube.
Ikaw kasi YouTube. Binge. Eh.
Mm-hmm. Kumbaga lump sum yun sa akin pag nanood ako eh. Kasi tuloy-tuloy eh. Pero yun nga, minsan nag-end up half a year hindi ako manunood ng kahit ano. Well, YouTube, ganun-ganun. Pero when I say siguro in Netflix, wala naman ako bihira. Parang ganun, magsa-stop ako for a long time and then manunood ako ulit. Ganun.
And that is our futile attempt into a segue. So for tonight, parang ano eh. I think kailangan natin i-practice yung ano natin. Yung segue game natin.
Well, I think pwede naman. But yeah, for what we're going to talk about today is
our top 5 Netflix shows. So Abel and I decided to have a lighter discussion tonight. At least at the time of recording. Say, I think for our past episodes, we've been heavy in terms of our topic. Eh. We've talked about Axie Infinity and its play to earn. We even talked about Laika Gems, di ba?
Yep.
I think prior to that, heavy rin yung topic. So at least for now, since ECQ din naman, di ba? Abel and I thought that we'd want to share our top 5 or at least our top Netflix shows with the listeners. But at least if these are something na you're looking for in this ECQ to binge, maybe our recommendations will help you.
Yeah.
Babel.
So I think how we'll go at it is dating gawe. Like we'll say your 5th and then I'll say mine and then palitan tayo, di ba?
Yes.
Sounds good.
Yes, sounds good.
Yep.
So I guess I'll start. Yeah. Yep. Yung sa akin ano naman? I couldn't rank, so I'm just gonna give you my top 5 without any particular order. So I'll start with ano. Usually kasi I usually watch shows that are lighter. Parang kung bibigyan ko ng percentage, about 60 to 70% of the shows that I watch are lighter. Most of the time it's comedy kasi it's something to uplift my spirits lalo na pag stressful yung day. So my top 5 is dadayain ko all of the Kevin Hart stand-up specials. Yung top 5 ko. Lahat ng Kevin Hart stand-up specials. That's my cup of tea.
Kevin Hart. Dahil ba same gaya ng name?
hindi. One, siya yung, ano kasi, he has this, parang siya yung may perfect blend of humor na hindi naman masyadong controversial. pero hindi rin siya yung too liberal of a view. Parang he has this humor. He has this certain humor na for me, effective siya, lalo na kung stressful yung day. And it's, I think it's ageless. And it's timeless. I think there he has a few specials na I've watched 2, 3, 4 times. Siyempre, hindi naman in quick succession lagi, di ba? Pero, I still find it funny. I still find the jokes funny. Yeah. For some, relatable. For some, hindi. Pero, he's very animated in how he delivers the joke. Kaya siya nakakatawa for me. So, Kevin Hart, stand-up specials. All of them. All of them. Top, okay. Ano ko? Part ng top 5. Recommended.
Actually, nagulat ako doon naman. Parang, actually, hindi ko naalala yung mga stand-up comedy specials in Netflix. Pero minsan pinapanood ko rin. Actually, you reminded me of one comedy special that I really like. Daniel's Loss and Jigsaw.
Yes.
Have you watched it? Diba? Isa yun sa best siguro na nagustuhan ko. And medyo mind-blowing siya. Diba? If you're... So, the claim to fame of the special was, sabi ni Daniel's Loss, after he aired that special, ang daming taong nag-message sa kanya na sinasabi nila they broke up with their partners. So, boyfriend or girlfriend or wife or husband because of what he talked about. Actually, well, I guess I'm not gonna spoil anything. But so we could also almost leave it at that. Pero what he talks about kasi will make you question things. So I think that's also one stand-up comedy special that I would recommend on Netflix. Besides the Kevin Hart ones, which are fun nga din.
So the reason kaya ako nakamute kasi I'm looking at the stats. So, yun yung actually na ano, yun yung nagtatalo eh. Kevin Hart stand-up or Jigsaw. Kasi sobrang gusto ko rin yung Jigsaw. So, to give everyone, ano, for our listeners who don't know, so, he essentially is a stand-up comedian but he has this bit. Ito yung, and this is from his Twitter. He's boasting and masaya siya eh na ito nangyayari na Abel mentioned, diba? People are reaching out to him na they broke up with their significant other. So as of February 7, 2021, ito yung stats. 120,000 breakups. 300 plus divorces because of the Netflix special Jigsaw.
Yeah. And hindi to like made up stat kasi, diba, he would post it on his Instagram or Twitter, yung messages talaga ng mga tao about what they said about watching the show. So, yeah. Actually, maganda
and he's
siya.
Proud. He's proud. Yeah. Kung titignan mo yung interviews niya, masaya siya na parang he's causing all of these breakups and divorces. And he's happy, I think, for good reason. Right? But,
yeah. Kasi I think people naman who decided to break up because of the show got good lessons from it. Pero yeah, I think 2019 or 2018 ko pa siya napanood. Yeah, I think 2018 pa. So medyo matagal na siya. Pero yeah, recommended then. Okay. So,
Abel,
next
sayo.
Na ako. So, yung fifth ko. So, sa akin, medyo in-arrange ko. Kasi meron talagang mga sobrang nagustuhan ko. Pero, I guess medyo mix and match yung taste ko eh. Like, to be honest, I watch a lot of anime. Hindi naman a lot, pero a good amount of anime. Pero walang anime dito sa top 5 ko. Pero, hindi, kasi, what do you call this? I don't, kumbaga, it would, that my top 5 would feel kinda heavy. Pero, top 5 ko siya kasi I think they're the most interesting and most recommendable. Pero majority ng pinapanood ko is anime. Pero right. Yeah. So number 5 ko is Dark Tourist. I'm not sure if you've seen it. Pero it's pretty interesting kasi this is, yung show is a, essentially a documentary of a guy traveling to places that are dangerous or parang dark talaga. Yung, hindi dark na literal, pero they have a dark theme yung places that he goes to. So some examples are, he went to North Korea. Kasi diba, you don't typically go there. He went to parts of Japan na may nuclear fallout pa. He went to places in Africa where people still practice taboo. Ay, sorry, not taboo, voodoo. So they practice voodoo. So may mga rituals yung mga tao, and they talk to spirits. Parang may mga sinasabihan, ganun. And then meron pa siyang pinuntahan na communist country, which I forgot the name of. And then there's one where there's this place in around the Middle East yata na there's a pit that's infinitely burning. So he went there, visited that. So yun, ganun yung mga pinupuntahan niya. And it's quite interesting. I think especially now during the pandemic, pag hindi ka maka-travel, since hindi maka-travel yung mga tao, di ba? That's a, ano, way to get an escape. So, interesting siya. Hindi ko siya binibinge, to be honest. Pero, parang if I want something, alam mo yun, yung to unwind and light lang. This is medyo light and quite interesting. So, yun yung top five, yung fifth ko.
Yeah, I watched one episode, yung pumunta siya sa, I think he has an episode in Japan, yung kung ano-ano yung mga macabre places na pinupuntahan niya sa Japan, yung mga haunted forest. Yun nga, yung area na may heavy radiation because of the fallout there. Yeah, but hindi ko siya natapos, but I hear what you're saying, and I think, and based on that episode alone, interesting nga siya.
Yep. So if mahilig ka mag-travel, hindi ka maka-travel, panoorin mo yan.
Or manood ka na lang ng mga ano ng mga vlogger videos kung saan naman gusto pumunta.
Well, parang gano'n naman yung format niya, pero I guess different kind of take lang siya, diba? Kasi usually naman it's easy to find content of people going around in Seoul, in Tokyo, diba? Kahit sino could do that.
Yeah, fair enough. At least sa kanya, diba? He offers this different perspective of the place. There's always a sort of like a quote unquote a dark side to it.
Yeah.
Okay. So akin is, so my next is somewhat of a documentary, Abel. So I don't know if you heard, if you've watched this. I'm sure you've heard of it. American Vandal.
Is this Jimmy Tatro? I think I've heard of it.
American Vandal. So, American Vandal, ang premise niya. So, it's now in season 2. I think the last season was aired back in 2019, if I'm not mistaken. So, essentially, it's like a mockumentary style. Mm. So, hindi talaga siya documentary. It's like a mockumentary. So, the premise is, for the first season, there's like, the basic premise is, may culprit lagi in a high school setting. So sila, yung mga bida, they're quote-unquote filmmakers, and they're hired to solve the problem. The first season, ang premise is, may mga nagdo-drawing ng dick drawings.
Okay. Dick. Love ko na to. Si Jimmy Tatro nga to.
So, fini-figure out nila kung sino. Tapos yung next season, just watch it. It's better if you watch the trailer instead of me explaining it. But for me, the second season is better than the first one. Yun, American Vandal. This is one of the very, very first series that I watched in Netflix. Because I was late bloomer ako in terms of Netflix. Late adopter ako. And ito yung isa sa mga pinakauna ko pinanood. And I got hooked. I finished the first season siguro in an afternoon. Dire-diretso talaga. So I couldn't stop. Ang ganda ng premise eh. I got hooked. It's very simple. Na parang interview sila, nag-hypothesize sila, na oh, siya yung culprit, siya yung hindi. Tapos alam mo yung mga typical hook towards the end of the episode. But he didn't do it. Yung mga ganun, it got ang dali ko lang i-hook eh. Ayun. So for me, American Vandal. It's funny in a way. It's light. It makes you think. It makes you think. That's the most crucial part for me. And the antics are antics. It antics talaga siya, parang ang juvenile. Pero kung iisipin mo na yung whole school may nagva-vandalize na mga walls na puro dick drawings. So, parang iniisip mo na talaga it's gonna be a big thing. Tapos maano ka, mapupull in ka niya kasi ina-analyze nila yung drawings na yung that. Yun. So, I don't know. I can say a lot about American Vandal, but for those listening who haven't watched it, I highly recommend American Vandal.
Naalala ko, I think I watched the first episode, though hindi ko siya natapos, pero super tagal na. Naalala ko nga. Like, investigative siya, di ba? But, yeah. Speaking of actually, well, I have yet to watch that. Pero it also reminded me of a series in Netflix na it's called Don't F with Cats. Alam mo yun? So, essentially, there's this guy who, kasi diba in the internet, sikat yung cats. And one of the rules of the internet is don't F with cats. So, there's this guy, this is real life, a real life story. He took videos of him torturing cats. And then, it was a whole big thing na na-solve essentially ng people of the internet. By that, I mean people at their homes, in their homes, on their computers, investigating and then working with FB, with the Interpol actually to that extent to catch the guy who's been torturing cats. And it's just some, I guess, pinaka-thrilling and interesting phenomenon in the internet. Actually, it's so weird na parang nung pinapanood ko siya, ba't hindi ko alam to? Yun yung iniisip. Ba't hindi ko alam na may nangyaring ganito? Na sobrang big sensation niya, di ba? Na may guy na international criminal siya. And may tinutorture niya yung mga cats sa internet. But, yeah, yun yung mahabang story and medyo thrilling siya.
Yeah, that one's interesting. Kasi yun nga, lumaki yung story ng sobra-sobra. Tapos to the point na, yun nga, people are at home, they formed Facebook groups, Reddit, parang subreddits dedicated to that person. Talagang hinahunting nila. What actually impressed me is the resourcefulness of people. Lalo na if they have this common goal. Lalo na the internet sleuths, di ba? Yung mga talagang walang magawa sa buhay nila. But in this case, yung mga ini-interview naman, may ginagawa naman sila. But they really are resourceful when you need them to be. And magugulat ka sa mga ways nila on how to do forensics. Parang quote-unquote forensics.
Actually, I think it provides a good picture of what the internet could do for the real world. In that kind of sense, di ba? Parang siguro growing up and transitioning from, di ba, nung bata tayo na kaka-computer mo yan, ganun. It felt to me like it was redemption to a degree. Kasi kahit nag-internet ka lang the whole day, there's a lot that you could do. Even protect animals to an extent. I mean, I don't wanna spoil kasi yun yung part nung charm nung in a series, finding out how they investigated and how they found the guy eventually. Pero yeah, yun yung mga parang redemption arc siya, it felt like. Yeah, so one din siya recommendation.
Yeah, no, definitely. Minya, di ba, lagi sinasabi sa atin na kaka-computer mo yan, wala kang mapapala. So, I kind of feel the same way. Kasi parang just to echo your sentiment, a lot of real world problems minsan para unknowingly inaatang sa gamers, and gamers have this, or at least internet people to an extent have this way of solving problems that not even professionals can do. I think one of the best examples na nagsistick sa akin is scientists are stumped on how to synthesize a certain protein. I think they created a game called, if I may say it, it's Foldit. Tapos in a span of days, I think baka nga even hours, gamers and internet people who are playing the game solved it. Nagawa na solve nila yung puzzle kasi akala lang talaga nila it's a game. But yeah, to your point, if people on the internet really do focus their minds for good, kaya eh. Dami pwede gawin, but you know, that's not the reality. But hey, as you pointed out, right, redemption.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So my turn, number 4 ko. To chill lang to. Feeling ko may enjoy mo rin siya. Magic for Humans. Yun. So yun lang yung title, Magic for Humans. Actually, if you used to watch yun, kasi dati nung bata ako, nanonood ako palagi nung mga magic shows sa AXN, diba? David Blaine, sino pa ba yung
Chris Angel.
Oh, Chris Angel. There's this one guy pa yung parang, nakalimutan ko yung name niya eh, pero nawala siya sa Japan, tapos dun siya natuto mag-magic. Basta yun yung story niya. Pero I find those shows pretty fun to watch. So ito, Magic for Humans. So maganda rin. I mean, I don't know how to explain it kasi it's straight up magic and very light, I would say. It doesn't have the David Blaine or Chris Angel na feel na medyo dark. Diba? Parang grungy. I guess kasi nung time na yun, yun yung uso eh, grunge. Ngayon, very positive feeling naman siya. Yung Magic for Humans. Tapos, quirky, I would say. I like the magician and how he presents it. I guess, syempre baka yung iba tricks, pero I mean, it's fun and who cares, diba? You're there to be entertained. And na-entertain ako. So, yun lang, straight up Magic for Humans.
Tama naman, na-achieve yung goal. Though, nung na-bring up mo yung magic, meron ako dati binibinge sa YouTube. Penn and Teller, Fool Us.
Classic yun.
Penn and Teller, Fool Us. Premise naman nun is parang it's like a contest na would-be magicians, amateurs, show their stuff in front of Penn and Teller who are deemed legends in the field. Tapos, yun lang, huhulaan lang nila if alam nila how the magic or the trick was made or done. Tapos, if hindi, bibigyan nila ng trophy tapos mag-headline sa Las Vegas. But pag hindi, okay. Good job. na showcase yung talent. But yeah, it's fun. Nakaka-entertain nga siya, as you said.
Yeah. Reminds me of Now You See Me Tuloy, the movie, which is cool din, diba? But yung sasabihin ko, si Penn and Teller, meron silang masterclass on masterclass.com. I didn't buy it, pero I saw the ads na they teach magic. So if you're into magic, you can check that out. Is this your card?
Sa masterclass. Though yung sa Now You See Me, yung card scene, that was awesome. Galing ng cinematography doon.
Yep.
Okay, sa akin. In a way, kasi you and I both know I also love anime. Although my type of anime is more of the Dragon Ball, Naruto, One Piece kind of anime. Yung may powers.
Ganun din naman yung sa akin.
yung sinisigaw yung yung sinisigaw yung attack. But for my third Netflix show, it's again a series of movies. It's a trilogy, in fact. It's a trilogy. It's Godzilla. So I don't, marami kasing Godzilla sa Netflix eh, but I'm referring to the Godzilla anime, specifically the Godzilla trilogy. Meron kasing trilogy of movies, like Godzilla 1, I think Godzilla 1 is Planet of Monsters. Then Godzilla 3, it's the Godzilla, the Planet Eater. So it's a trilogy of of anime movies. Kasi Japanese talaga siya.
Mm.
It the art style and the language. Syempre may English dub but Japanese dub tayo. But anyway,
subtitles.
but the premise, ang premise kasi niya is ano, is similar to Up. Ay, hindi, joke, hindi Up, sorry. WALL-E. Similar to WALL-E. Na humans are not no longer live on Earth. Kasi it's toxic, it's a wasteland. Pero ang premise dito is it's not because of garbage but it's because of Godzilla. So now the premise is they're trying to reclaim Earth. So yun yung premise ng three movies. And it's good. Oh. It's really good. It's really good. Hindi ko in-expect na it's that good. Iba, alam mo naman, I grew up watching Godzilla. It's kind of templated, so to speak. There's Godzilla and there's all of these other beasts, di ba? But here, for me, it's unique in a way.
Mm.
It's unique. Kasi talagang Godzilla is Godzilla's Godzilla. Tapos you get to feel the helplessness of the humans trying to reclaim Earth. So yun sa akin, without giving too much away, Godzilla 1 to 3, the anime, are an anime-style trilogy. I highly recommend it.
Actually, maganda rin yung ganong kind of ano story, yung mahina yung humans. I mean, yun nga, di ba, typically pinapanood natin is shonen eh, as they call it. Yung may malakas na bida, parang ganon. Pero watching yung mga stories na mahina yung bida, siguro one thing that comes to mind was Attack on Titan. So, parang yung mahina yung bida. Or at least a start. Pero
the
yun
first
yung,
part, yeah.
Pero yeah, I can see how you like it. Maybe I'll check it out. Godzilla.
Godzilla. Planet of Monsters.
Okay. Sige. So, number three na sa akin. So, siguro yung for the next to ko medyo magiging heavy na. Pero number three ko is Mindhunter. Not sure if you've heard of it. Pero it's essentially, well, series lang siya. It's hindi siya true story pero yung characters essentially they're taken from true real people. Pero essentially what the series is about is they investigate yung mga serial killers. Even before the term serial killer was coined, they were investigating these people. Sila at Ted Bundy. Pero Edward Kemper? Parang ganun. So
sabihin ko sana si Sir Hunt.
Nah, hindi. Edward. Basta, so yun, they talk to yung mga serial killers or what we'll call us today and then ina-analyze nila yung psychology, why they do things and may running story at the back. Actually, hindi ko pa siya natapos kasi medyo heavy talaga siya panoorin and medyo eerie yung feel and Mindhunter, so medyo dark and eerie yung feel. Pero enjoyable siya if you're into crime and ano, psychology. It's one thing that you should check out. And I think hindi siya madalas nare-recommend. I guess there's a lot, diba? May madami namang hinahype yung mga tao with Netflix shows, pero for some reason, hindi ito masyadong na-hype. So, I don't wanna spoil it, pero yun na yung basic premise niya eh. Sa in-investigate nila yung mga serial killers.
Interesting. Yeah, nilagay ko na siya sa ano ko, sa list ko. Though when you mentioned crime and psychology or nga ganun, it reminded me of Lie to Me. Remember?
Actually, pareho pala natin pinapanood 'yun. Ikaw nag-recommend sa akin in college.
Yes. Ang ganda kasi, ang ganda talaga. Oh, unfortunately na-cancel, but Lie to Me is an old series, maybe about 2010-2011-ish. Yung premise niya, may ano siya, human lie detector siya. Parang he gets all up in your face, sasabihin lang niya, You're lying. Parang angas lang.
Nalalaw yung accent niya. Anong pangalan ng guy na yan?
Tim Roth.
Yeah, he was in Pulp Fiction.
Yeah, yun. Sige, I'll keep this in mind. Mindhunter. Pati yung Magic for Humans.
Magugustuhan mo siguro yung Magic for Humans.
Alright. For my next, so I'm going into top two. I think for me, this is top two. I'll go into heavy territory then. For me, this is a cartoon, but nung ang ano ko dito, ang disclaimer ko, when I first started watching this, I was just looking for cartoons to watch. Yung light, something light, like Family Guy, like South Park, right? Yung aganong klaseng comedy. But I found out this is something more. It's something more. Aside from if you take away the comedy, you take away the humor, there's a real message about mental health, about social status, and about being yourself. So my top two is BoJack Horseman.
Sikat nga siya.
So for those who haven't watched it, maybe you could be turned off kasi most of the characters are animorphized. What's the proper term? Yung animals that seem human, that act human. Yeah. So that's the main premise. And may mga humans din na nandoon. So in the mix. So it's sort of like a weird style, a weird animation style, a weird choice. Mm-hmm. But I highly recommend BoJack Horseman. Kasi this is one of the, or at least if not the only series that I've watched wherein, kasi alam naman natin, every time there's a series, there's a happy ending, right? You expect a happy ending for the protagonist, for everyone involved. I'm not really saying that hindi happy ending yung nangyari dito, but it's a different twist for a cartoon and a series. That everything that's happened here, it's like one episode after the other, it would hit you with feels, negative feelings. It will antagonize you to the, or at least with the cast and with BoJack himself. Antagonize ka niya eh sa lahat ng mga ginagawa niya. Talagang he's like that one friend or that one relative wherein you don't know why he keeps on making these bad decisions, but you can't help but root for him. But yun, that's how I felt about BoJack. Maganda siya for me. I never expected I would like the show so much that every time there's this kind of discussion, top Netflix, I always recommend BoJack Horseman.
Yeah, actually acclaimed siya by people that I trust yung taste. My girlfriend and a few friends, pero parang I used to be, well, Rick and Morty, pero I'm not sure if it's getting the same praise as it should be. I mean, I like Rick and Morty for what it tries to teach kasi I think it has a lot of symbolisms and all, pero I think medyo na may media frenzy sa kanya, so it may be too hype, pero BoJack Horseman isn't getting the same level of hype, I would say. Pero yun nga, maganda nga daw siya. I watched one, and usually naman yun yung sinasabi rin sa akin na once you get over the animation style, the show is really, really good, and it has a lot of values, yun nga, to teach you. And minsan we'll have discussions about it or nakikwento sa akin, and nagugulat ako na galing sa gantong kind of show siya. Or yeah. So yeah, I definitely agree, although I still have yet to watch that. Pero madaming nagre-recommend na taong who have good taste.
Highly recommended.
Alright.
And naka-turn off lang talaga siya for those who have not used to the animation style, I guess, and the choices of the creator. siya parang a talking horse. Parang yeah. ganun. Tapos interacting with humans. But Get Past It, it's one of the highly recommended shows for me.
Okay. So, number two ko, top two for me, is Black Mirror. I guess, sikat naman siya for everyone. And I think Digital Shoma is just kind of, hindi siya top one because there's something that I like more. Pero it's, Black Mirror is up there. Na, I mean, it's, essentially, it's an anthology. Well, diba? Na focused on tech or parang horror stories to a degree. Or in not all, actually. Pero stories about the edge, I would say, edge of tech, of how tech is applied. So there are things like VR, diba? Meron din AI, how AI could be pushed and how it could affect people's lives. Parang ganun.
So, social scoring.
Oh, may ganun, social scoring. Meron din yung dating apps. One of my favorites din. Yeah, the one about dating apps. So it's interesting kasi if you're into tech then it all feels realistic. Like, ah, pwede to. Or like, ang lapit na natin dun. Ah. So, actually, before when I used to watch it a lot, I would get, every time I watch one episode, I would end up staying up the whole night kasi iniisip ko yung nangyari dun sa episode or parang cool nun na, parang ganun, or parang, shit, medyo scary, that type of thing. So, yeah, if you're into tech and you want to be, I guess, entertained to a certain degree, medyo educational siya kasi, yun nga, makikita mo kung paano pwede i-apply yung some existing technologies. Black Mirror is definitely a must-see.
Yes, I agree. I think yung sinabi mo na not all horror stories. I think lahat eh.
meron at least isa.
If I were to be so bold, isa. Parang lahat eh. But anyway, I hear you. For me, the hook to me is yun nga, di ba? It's technology. I think to your point, Black Mirror is one of the perfect shows to discuss in Digital Shomai.
Actually. And
there are a lot of technology there, a lot of insights that we can get. Na feeling natin it's somewhat applicable to today's world, lalo na where technology is headed. I think the premise there is the hook for me, and I think also the premise of Black Mirror is not just tech; eh, it's exploring the dark side of technology and humanity. Kasi para every episode, diba, intertwine siya yung darkness ng tech if you push tech too far and if humans learn to or misuse these technologies unknowingly, right? At least in hindsight, misuse these technologies, ito yung result. Enough said. I mean, sikat siya, it's famous for what it is. It's not for the faint of heart. I think that's pretty obvious. It's one of the heavy themed shows I've ever watched out in and outside of Netflix. So I agree, it should be up there. Black Mirror.
Meron naman siyang good episode. Meron isa naalala ko. I guess for me it felt lighthearted out of all the ones that I watched. Pero actually, it's okay naman if to tell.
San Junipero.
Pero, San Junipero, diba?
Okay, I'll give you that.
Lighthearted, yeah. Diba? And I think for the most part, positive application siya. I guess depends on how you think about it, if you're that kind of person. Pero I think, positive siya. Pero actually, fun fact, alam mo na ba kung bakit Black Mirror?
Hindi pa, actually.
Kasi when your phone is off, it looks like a black mirror, di ba? You can see a reflection and it's black. Oh. Di ba?
Di ko alam yun, ha?
You learned today.
Interesting. Yeah, I learned today.
Yeah. Ano yun? Nung nalaman ko rin, it's like, oh, ano? Galing.
Talino nun ha.
Yeah. Pero yun. Medyo mixed bag siya. So brace yourself if manonood kayo.
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
Especially most... first episode.
Yeah, yeah, I remember that first episode. Most are mature themed, so it's not for children. If you're kind of squeamish as a person, I don't recommend it. First episode palang hits you like a ton of bricks. Eh. There's parang that's the one of the perfect introductions to a series. No holds barred. Talagang it's gonna show you what it is. First season, first episode pala. I mean, you don't have to watch it sequentially.
Yep.
Or episodically. However, it's kind of better. It's better that way. Kasi may mga Easter eggs for some of the episodes that reference the old ones.
Older ones. Yeah.
But season 1, episode 1, if you're not aware of Black Mirror, prepare.
Actually, naalala ko na napanood ko yun. Kasi sometimes pag super absurd na tawa, na lang ako ng tawa. So tawa na lang ako ng tawa na pinapanood ko yun. But yeah, let's not go too much into that. Yeah, Kev, before we go into our top ones or top shows, maybe we should introduce some runner-ups.
Sige, runners for me, wabato lang ako. Castlevania. The animated series.
Maganda nga daw siya.
Maganda yun. Kingdom. I love zombies.
Oh.
Korean zombies. Mm-mm. It's fun. Hindi pa siya tapos. I think.
Na lahat ng K-drama mo. Joke lang.
Ito nga lang eh. One of the very few Korean series that I watch. Kingdom. Siyempre zombies eh. So, fun. I guess my last is ano. Our last two, Resident Evil, Infinite Darkness, bago lang. I'm a huge fan of the Resident Evil games. So, having this, and I love the Resident Evil animated movies. Maganda siya. Surprisingly, maganda siya. So, having a series for me as a fanboy, it's something to look forward to. Last for me, I don't know if you know this, the series called Connected.
I think I've seen it once.
A series called Connected. It's sort of like a Discovery Channel, Nat Geo kind of thing.
Yeah. Uh-oh.
So the premise is each episode, it's educational in nature. It's educational. So parang an example is the host he's trying to connect how the weather patterns in the Sahara Desert, how it connects to the abundance of nature in the Amazon forest. Tinatahi niya. Pero pang-isa, how cloud, as we know it in IT, yung cloud, cloud in the internet, cloud technology, how it's connected to real world clouds. So, ganun yung premise niya every episode na meron siyang kinoconnect. And surprisingly, I don't think of it as forced connection, but anyway, it's fun. It's fun. I don't want to explain too much, but yeah, Connected. So yun yung ano ko, apat na runner-ups.
Sounds cool. Nice yung Connected. Parang napanood ko isa yata. I forgot which one I watched though. Yeah. So actually, medyo I have one runner-up and may mga special mentions lang ako na surprisingly na nasa Netflix. So siguro one runner up would be Ugly Delicious. I'm not sure if you watched it, pero diba in YouTube may mga mananood ako like ng food content. In Netflix ito lang ata yung pinanood ko kasi yeah. Medyo like it's a long episode, pero what's different about this show is he tries to talk about the social and social cultural and of impact of the food. So kunwari, Chinese American food, he talks about how it changed, how it's different from the traditional Chinese food and Korean. And the guy is a chef. I think I'm not sure if he's a Michelin star chef, pero he's pretty famous. And yun, maganda yung pag portray niya, like fried chicken, pag they talk about the social symbol or like how fried chicken became a big thing in the US, like how siguro an example was it was the only kasi kaya diba there's a joke or a stereotype na yun yung mga southern people which yung kung saan dati yung may slavery they like chicken or fried chicken kasi yun lang yung allowed sila na kainin or i-keep na pets. So, kaya dun sikat sa kanila and they got used to eating that. So, ganun. So, very interesting siya and entertaining, educational. So, yeah. Pero mga special mentions ko na nagulat ako nasa Netflix pala was Three Idiots. Probably napanood mo na yan, di ba?
Love one that movie.
Actually, one of the best movies. Shawshank Redemption is there. Rurouni Kenshin. If you're in, I love Rurouni Kenshin. The movies. And the movies in last. Yep. So it's there then. Forrest Gump. One of my top movies of all time then. And anime, actually, Yu Yu Hakusho. Ang dami ng anime sa Netflix, which is good. If you're into that, like me. And Shaman King is new. So, ni-revive nila.
Actually, sabihin ko sana yan sa end ng episode. But yeah, Shaman King is out.
Shaman King. Pinanood ko yung first episode kagabi. So, excited din ako about that. But yeah, yung special mention and runners up. Go.
Okay, sige. So, akin, so this is my, di man top one, but it's up there, it's up there. May kutub ako, Abel, pareho tayo eh. Hindi ko alam ah. Just a sige. Guess. Altered Carbon.
Ah, hindi.
Okay. So that's mine. So that completes my top five. Altered Carbon.
What's Altered Carbon? Actually, naririnig ko lang siya.
So, okay. So, ang premise is, your mind is like data and it's saved in a chip. So, para sa, so the premise of Altered Carbon is, our bodies, yung physical bodies natin, they call it sleeves. So, para lang siyang damit na pwede mong palitan anytime. But your true self in your brain, in your mind, your consciousness, it's para siyang nakalagay sa isang parang casino chip. Parang ganun. So, andun yung consciousness mo na pwede mong ilagay to, pwede mong ilipat from one body to another. So, the reason why I love it, it's really because of the premise. Say it's, parang for me, this is the epitome of technology and humanity intersecting. Na it's your mind digitized, placed in a size of a casino chip. Tapos pwede mo siya ilagay somewhere sa may neck area where the brain meets the spine. Parang dun mo siya ilalagay. So essentially, yun yung weakness ng mga tao, di ba? So in that world, there are two kinds of death. One is yung typical sleeve death, kasi tawag nila sa body is sleeve. The second is real death. So that's how they coined it. Ayun. And I love the social symbolisms and the construct within Altered Carbon. Kasi you have all, may religious aspect. Paano yung mga religious who believe in the afterlife? So they have these contracts na they don't, when they die, at least, when their bodies die, they don't get transferred into a new body. So, may mga ganon. And of course, you see the discrepancy of the rich and the poor. Na parang first episode pa lang. So, this is not really a spoiler. May kita mo na there's this kid na the namatay yung body niya. Pero nilipat siya sa matandang, sa parang old woman body. Kasi yun lang daw yung available. Tapos yung mga rich, they have clones of their bodies during their prime. Tapos they back up their mind into the cloud consistently. Yeah. So, and dami niya. There's a lot to unpack in terms of technology, but I love the premise. The story itself, I would give it around a 7 out of 10. Hindi siya ganun kaganda, pero it's enough to have me hooked to the story and the overall premise of the, of the show. Ang ano kasi, yung bida, he's like the last super soldier, so to speak. So he was brought back yung consciousness niya, he was brought back in a different body. Tas yung body niya, it's equipped, the parang the perfect fighting body. Ganon. And he's there to solve mysteries, know his past. So may mga ganong, yung typical action hero premise.
Yeah,
but
yeah, parang Born.
Oo. Pero yeah, ang twist is yun nga, yung ano, yung the digitalization of the mind.
Mm-mm.
It's really fascinating for me. So, ito yung, this completes my top 5. Altered Carbon. Okay. Akala ko kasi that's what you're alluding to. Nung napanggit mo kanina yung Black Mirror. But, yun, Altered Carbon. Yeah. I highly recommend it. For now, it has 2 seasons. So, I'm hoping for a third.
Okay, okay. Yeah, sounds really interesting. It sounds very Black Mirror-y then. Pero, I guess how I... Based on what you said, parang, I guess it sounds like Black Mirror is more closer to the world now, to our world now, than what you described the world is in Altered Carbon. It's actually sounding a lot like in time? In Time ba yung movie ni Justin Timberlake? Yung currency naman nila yung, yeah, yung time. So... It sounds like it has that feel. Yes, I'll be sure to check that out then. It sounds really interesting.
Yes. You should. Ano siya? I think you would love it. Lalo na nabanggit mo kanina, it's crime, diba? So it's kind of similar to that. And the characters are quirky as well. So, kakaiba siya. Yun lang masabi ko. I highly recommend Altered Carbon.
Okay. Sige. So, for my top one, actually, it feels kind of sobrang polarizing niya from your top one, I would say. Pero yung top one ko is Midnight Diner. I'm not sure if you've seen it. Pero... it's a essentially anthology din ulit siya. Pero it revolves around a diner in Japan, in Tokyo, where the restaurant owner can cook any food for his patrons as long as he has the ingredients. And what's nice about it, this, and Midnight Diner siya kasi open siya from 12 midnight to 7 a.m. Pero what's cool about it is parang each food na i-introduce niya. So each episode has one food. Let's say corn dog, parang ganun yun yung isang episode doon. There's the story behind why this person ordered a corn dog. And then may mare-resolve siyang relationship or life problem, and then yun yung story. It's a Japanese series before, and then ginawa nila sa Netflix, and very lighthearted siya and parang slice of life feel. So parang ano siya, pang downtime talaga siya, and masaya siya actually kasi yun nga, parang I guess may each episode has a cathartic feeling to it. Diba? If you talked about, diba, you mentioned kanina, BoJack Horseman. I think that's one of the charms of it. Eh. My catharsis throughout the whole series. Pero with Midnight Diner, every episode, it has that feeling. And parang ano lang siya. Parang nanunood. I feel like it's not one of those shows that tries to get you in it. Parang third person ka lang talaga. And I think yun yung charm niya about it. And what's different, ano pala, one thing about it is may dalawang series in Netflix of Midnight Diner. One is Netflix exclusive, and then may Japanese TV na in-air nila in Japan. So yun yung una, pero nilabas na rin nila eventually in Netflix. And actually, hindi ko pa natatapos yung TV series. So, parang mas continuous siya. Pero yung Netflix special kasi anthology lang talaga siya. Walang connection yung each character. Pero yung TV series, nagbe-build yung cast eh. So, as may people na kunyari naging regular na siya, na sasali na siya dun sa main cast of characters. Tapos involved na siya dun sa ibang stories minsan. And actually, based pala siya sa manga na Japanese
really
manga.
Really now?
Mm. So, ginawa nilang ano, TV series. So, yun yung cool. Eh. Ano, chill lang siya, sobra. So, talagang pang unwind.
Malayo nga.
Oh, diba? Super layo. Pero, yeah. It's not much about the food, actually. It's about the life of the people. Eh. And meron talagang parang minsan it's about love, minsan it's about relationship with the mentor. Kasi merong isang episode doon yung naging sikat siyang artista tapos galit sa kanya yung mentor niya kasi mas sikat na siya doon sa mentor niya. And then parang paano na-resolve yun? Meron yung nag-reconnect sila ng parent niya na long lost. So, ganun yung ano. Ganun yung premise. Yung mga kinds of stories. So, and bite size lang siya, 30 minutes yata per episode. 30 to 40. So, very chill, very relaxing. So, if you need okay. catharsis, yun yung ano.
Added to watch. My list.
Alright. So yeah, I think that pretty much sums up our top five. Medyo mixed bag siya, I would say. Diba?
Dami nga natin nalagay, hindi lang top five. Dami natin runner-up. But yeah, I think sayo pa rin yung medyo mas may ano eh, mas may mas wide yung genres and categories compared to mine. I think mine really just revolves around certain kind of, parang certain set of categories, but sa'yo mas broad. Mm. Although, di ko in-expect na nasa top mo yung food related. Yun yung di ko in-expect.
Actually, hindi rin naman ako involved. To be honest, medyo weird. Hindi naman weird, pero like, in I guess in what I'm doing as a designer, I find that there's a lot of similarities with the food industry and how a design as a profession is kumbaga marketed or propagated. Kasi a lot of design people share a lot of their methodologies, what they do, how they solve this, parang ganun. And I think in food, maraming ganun din. So medyo nakaka-relate. Pero I think medyo relaxing siya kasi wala kang iniisip kapag may food related, diba? So,
yeah, fair enough.
Yeah. Ah, one thing lang pala. I think hindi natin na-mention yung episode ng Black Mirror, yung Choose Your Own Adventure. Kasi it was a special, it was different. It's not part of the main series, diba? Ano yung forget?
Bandersnatch.
Bandersnatch. Pero siguro medyo nerdy. Ano lang, medyo nerdy take on it, diba? Is, kasi the Bandersnatch nga is, yung you choose, as you're watching, you would choose where the story goes, essentially, diba? So, down to the level na yung character, yung main character, kakain siya ng cereal, tapos papapiliin ka kung anong cereal yung pipiliin.
Gusto mo ng confession? I haven't watched it.
Ah, talaga?
I haven't watched it.
Actually, I didn't reach the true ending. Kasi apparently there's a true ending. Kasi meron dun parang it just falls off. Pero the reason why I mentioned it is kasi I guess an insight, sort of a look into the future. And I think it's relevant for Netflix as a service or product. Na,
yeah.
Kasi diba, you choose your own adventure. And I think yung pinaka-important dun is yung mamimili ka ng serial. And as you know, diba, data tayo. Like, we're driven by yung lives natin ngayon heavily influenced by how data is used. Pero the cool thing is kasi, apparently, what could happen in the future with how Netflix is doing things is pwede na siyang maglabas ng product. So, nagiging, yung mga choices na yun, nagiging ad space na siya essentially. And pwede na sila mag-target sa'yo ng specific brand ng products based on what you like. So kunyari mahilig ka talaga sa
Coco Crunch.
Ganun, diba? Versus Honey Stars. So, kunyari ikaw, Kev, mahilig sa Coco Crunch. Ako sa Honey Stars. Kahit same yung papanoorin natin.
Yeah.
Ang lalabas sa'yo, Coco Crunch. Sa akin, Honey Stars. And parang cool lang kasi kumbaga modular na yung movie. Eh. Yun mangyayari. Diba? So, I guess that's a glimpse and a look at how they're applying new things to technically a really old industry na, relatively old industry, diba? Movies and, well, yeah, movies and TV series.
Yeah, and arguably one of the industries na you'd think na we're at the pinnacle of, streaming, right? But essentially, yung etong ngayon, Netflix is giving, as you said, Netflix is giving a glimpse of what the future of advertising in movies could be. Lalo na yung product placement. Yeah.
Actually, nakakatawa nga yun kasi, di ba, humihiwalay na nga ulit ngayon yung mga streaming services. So, there's Disney Plus, Hulu, HBO. So, a lot of them umalis from Netflix. And I guess yung nakakatawa dun is, diba dati, yung pag bumili ka ng cable, sama-sama na lahat. So, naghiwa-hiwalay na ulit ngayon. And then, eventually, magsasama-sama ulit yan. And then, may iba na isa na naman service na lahat na ng streaming. Wow.
Yep. People are basically reinventing TV channels.
Yeah.
I mean, syempre, I mean, from a business standpoint, I get it. But, I mean, as a consumer, ito nga yung reason ba't nagkaroon ng Netflix eh. Kasi ayaw ko na bumili ng, I don't want multiple subscriptions. And I guess on a side note, that's how you encourage piracy. Right? Anyway, but that's a different topic altogether.
Yeah. But yeah. I think that's it. Medyo na long-winded yung ending natin. But thank you, Kevin, for the fun conversation.
Yeah, it's always fun to talk to you about this stuff. At least yung ngayon, I now have new series to watch in Netflix. So may mga na-add ako sa my list because of you. So thank you for that. So with that, where can they find you, Abel?
You can find me on Instagram at Abel Maningas and on LinkedIn. Just look for Abel Ros Maningas. Where can they find you, Kev?
They can find me on LinkedIn. It's Kevin John Lee with Enterprise Architect as the job title, or look for Scale Up Solutions.
Yeah. You can also find us on our Facebook page, Digital Shomai, and you can listen to new episodes every other Monday on Spotify or wherever you get your podcast.
Yeah, don't forget to like, share, and follow us again on Spotify, wherever you get your podcast mix. And don't forget to share with your friends para madagdagan yung ano namin, yung 15 loyal listeners. So don't forget to share with your friends. But yeah, feel free to reach us at these channels, at least if you want to suggest topics, especially show my trivia. So please, if meron kayo gustong i-try na mga pickup line related to show my jokes, feel free to send Abel and I a personal message or a direct message. Just try natin dito kung mauumay kami sa isa't isa. So again, thanks for listening, and we'll see you when we see you guys.
All right. Thanks. Stay safe. Bye.
Thanks.